Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh. I'm a life leadership, career, and personal brand coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are wanting to elevate their life, their career, to create a life of freedom and choice through overcoming self-imposed limitations and to create new possibilities by redefining their success in work, in health, in relationships, and so much more. What I call life leadership. And all this while showing up as the best version of themselves. You may have come across some of my lives previously. You might have checked out the one from last week where I shared a little bit about my beliefs and my philosophies in life. And one of them that I wanted to kind of talk around today is this, that we can do anything that we set our minds to. In other words, anything is possible. And when I talk about that, that comes from my own experience of things that I have done, which have taken me so far out of my own comfort zone. So that's to that point where I'm feeling really, really uncomfortable. And I know from doing that myself that I've had great learnings, a better understanding of myself, but most importantly, the biggest growth, both personally and professionally. And so that's what I wanted to speak about today with you, is the fact that our greatest opportunity for growth is change. And what I mean by that, it's about embracing change. Because here's the thing, it is really easy for us to stay comfortable because it's comfortable to do so. But as Einstein says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. When in fact, we may not be happy with getting the same thing over and over again. We want something different. We want change. We want improvements, or we want growth. And that means that we need to do something differently. So by staying in our comfort zone, we're likely to be in a situation where we continue to do kind of the same thing over and over again, and hoping and wishing that something's going to change, when in actual fact it's unlikely to, until we do something differently. Does that make sense? So I invite you to get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. In other words, to start to think about, okay, what are the things I would love to do? What are the changes that I would like to experience in my life? And what does that mean needs to change for me? Because here's the thing, we can wait and wait for circumstances, situations, and people around us and outside of ourselves to change. And we can wish and we can hope, but we can wait. But that's not in our control. And nothing might ever change. Therefore, what is it you can do for yourself, which means you get to take control and you get to create that change for yourself? What is it that you have in your own control and in your responsibility that you can look at and think, okay, how about I do this differently? How about I try something new? Something I've never done before. In fact, let me ask you this. When was the last time that you did something for the first time? That you tried something completely new? Let me know. Drop a note in the comments and let me know when was the last time that you did something completely new, different, that felt uncomfortable. Then think about how you felt when you did that. Because oftentimes, yes, it will feel uncomfortable. You'll feel anxiety, nervousness, stress. And you may have heard that the same emotions that we experience when we're nervous are the same emotions we have when we're excited, the same feelings that come up for us. The difference is the meaning that we put onto those feelings, to those emotions. And oftentimes, as human behavior drives, we go for the negative. We go for the worst case scenario. And therefore, we go for the stress, the fear, the nervousness. An example is public speaking. Most, if not everyone, feels some amount of fear, of nervousness, anxiety if they're about to deliver a talk to an audience. But how about we took those emotions, those feelings that were coming up for us, and turned them around and thought of them as excitement, excitement about being able to go and share a message, to educate, to inspire, whatever it is that you're looking to do in that talk. Because thoughts can flow through us. We get to tune in or tune out of those thoughts. We get to change the thoughts and create a different meaning. So we can change the meaning to excitement. And so when we think about doing something different and about feeling uncomfortable through doing something for the first time, trying something new, those feelings that come up of fear, of stress and anxiety, and all those other negative emotions, how can we look at them differently? How can we put a different meaning onto them so it has you more motivated to actually take that step and try something new? I'm sure that there's a lot of you who have, at some point, tried something new. Of course, you have. From the time you were born, you tried walking, you tried crawling, you tried crying to get attention or to get fed or to get changed. So you've always, throughout our life, been trying new things. And by the way, did that help you to develop, to grow, to improve, to move forward? Absolutely. So as an adult, what's stopping you now? What is keeping you in that place of comfort, of familiarity? And this is not to say that every single day we should be stepping out of our comfort zone and trying something new. But the question to ask yourself is, when was the last time that you did? And if it's been a while, then how about you give some thought to what it is you could do for the first time or differently that could create a whole new experience for you. Think back, as I said, to things that you have done previously for the first time. Look at what happened. What was the outcome of doing that? Was it positive or was it a negative? Now, if you felt it was a negative, maybe it didn't work out the way you had wanted it or you had planned or would have liked, and therefore, you know, I'm not going to do that again, or I'm not going to try something like that again. And then you go back to staying in that comfortable place. However, did you stop and look at what you learned from that experience? So maybe it didn't work out the way that you would have liked, but what did you learn from it? What can you take away from it? Which is the aspect of it that creates the growth for you? What was the lesson in there? What could you have done differently? What could you perhaps have done even better to have gotten the result that you had wanted, or the outcome, the experience that you wanted? In other words, what I'm trying to say is one of the biggest fears that people have of not taking themselves out of their comfort zone or trying something new is a fear of failure. My belief is there is no such thing as failure. Unless we put that meaning onto it. In actual fact, it's a learning. And it could be that we feel we failed because we didn't come first in a race or in a competition. And that's okay. The point is, what did you learn from it? What is your takeaway? What could you do even better the next time to give you a better outcome? Or maybe the thing that you did, you've realized isn't really for you. So let me look at doing something else instead. So think for yourself, what is it? When, first of all, when was the last time that you did something for the first time, something new? And when are you going to commit to doing something new, different, or for the first time again? Because, as I said, that is the biggest area of growth. And I've just talked about what if it didn't work out as you would have liked, but what would have been the takeaway for you if it did work out the way that you wanted, or in fact, the outcome was even better than you possibly imagined? So what if you decided to try something for the first time or do something a different way? And actually, it's like, oh, that turned out better than I had thought it would, or that I expected, or that other people said. And we can apply this to so many areas of our life. So imagine what is possible for you. And if we take the context of your career, for example, it could be that you're thinking about doing something different, about maybe pivoting your career to do something completely different. And there's a number of fears holding you back. The fear of failure, the fear of what other people might think and say, the fear that it simply won't work out the way you want it to, or that you're going in not knowing and you'd rather stay in a job or a career that you're familiar with, that you know, so you don't have to ask questions. But then how do you grow? How do you learn? So if you are thinking of pivoting in your career, then go ask for help, talk to people, get advice, do the due diligence. And if you're thinking, well, who am I to say that? I've done it. I've pivoted my career a couple of times from an accountancy. I went to recruitment. I then went into the tech industry in corporate finance and then became a sales exec. Now, all of those are very, very different, requiring some transferable skills and also learning some things from scratch, whether it's technical or soft skills. But all of that enabled me to grow both personally and professionally. And if you've heard me talk about this before, my choice to move from accountancy into financial recruitment, which was over 20 years ago, was a huge deal for me because at the time I was incredibly lacking in confidence and self-esteem. I've had a big bit of an inferiority complex, felt that everyone around me was better than me. And in actual fact, when I then left accountancy and went to check out recruitment, see what it was all about, on day one, when I was shown my desk, the list of companies to cold call, for a split second, I was thinking, oof, have I made the right decision? Maybe I should pick up the phone to my old boss and just see if he'll have me back. He had left the door open for me because he thought the move that I was making was crazy, as did a lot of other people. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you leaving something you spent so long doing and training in to go do financial recruitment? But here's the thing. It was the best decision I ever made, both personally and professionally. Why? Because it elevated my confidence from here to here. And that propelled me forward through the rest of my career. And looking back at what I did after that, I know for a fact that if I hadn't taken that leap and taken myself out of my comfort zone, so far out of my comfort zone that I was incredibly uncomfortable, I wouldn't have experienced that growth. And by not experiencing that growth, I might have ended up staying where I was. And that's not to say that that's good or bad or right or wrong. I could today still be working in finance as an accountant or some sort of finance manager, controller, director, whatever. And that would be okay. But by creating change in my life by trying those new things. It gave me new perspectives, new insights, new learnings, and it's obviously brought me to where I am today, doing what I do. And I remember in recruitment in my first year, I did really, really well. And at the time I thought, wow, if I hadn't done this, I would never realize what I was truly capable of. And that's what I invite you to consider. And this isn't telling you to go pivot your career, by the way. This is simply about trying new things. So it could be the promotion. Maybe you've looked at that opportunity or as somebody who's doing a job at the next level, thinking, I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't mind getting experience of that. You know, I'd love to maybe manage people or be more influential in the company and have more responsibility, take on new projects perhaps, or bigger projects, whatever that might be. But then you don't put yourself forward, you don't speak up, you don't ask why. Maybe it's that fear, the fear of change, the fear of what other people will think, the fear of rejection. There's so much fear that comes up. So what if you change that fear, that feeling of fear, into the feeling of excitement? The excitement of, what if they say yes to that new job, to that new project, to the new opportunity? We look at things a different way, we get a different experience. So if we look at the change as exciting opportunities and opportunities for growth and the excitement that comes with that, would it feel easier for you to then take that step and ask for what you want, to ask for that promotion, to put yourself forward, to speak up? And then you get to imagine what is really possible for you. And as I said, this isn't just about your career. It could be about maybe where you live. Perhaps you've been thinking about moving country or location, you know, within the same country. I've interviewed a number of people in my podcast who've migrated different countries to take up opportunities. And I have absolute respect for them because that's huge. It's not only taking a new job on, a new responsibility. That's one challenge in itself. But what about moving country, embracing and learning about new cultures, perhaps not having anyone familiar around you? And then trying to figure out that new job as well. That's huge. And that takes courage. But when you do it, and you're like, wow, anything is possible. So maybe it's location for you. Maybe it's your health. Perhaps it's about either taking the first step or trying something new or different, or going and improving on something that you kind of maybe given up on or thought, oh, I'm not that good, so I'm just going to leave it. But maybe now go back and say, all right, maybe I'll get some lessons or just keep practicing to get better. You know, it could be golf, it could be swimming, running, whatever it might be for you. And yes, it'll feel uncomfortable, particularly if you're not excelling in it. But who excels in something the first time they do it? It's about taking the first step and then the consistency of you know, repeating it, to improve, to get better. So it could be an area of your health. And you might be thinking, well, who am I to talk about this? Like, what have I ever done? And I've given you an example there in my career. I have pivoted my career. I have tried different things. And of course, now I took the decision to leave my corporate career to run and grow my coaching practice. So now I'm a business owner. I've had to adopt a different mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset, not an employee mindset. And it's very, very different. And I'm still learning every day. And I have an amazing group of people around me that I can call upon for help and to ask questions and to run things by. And of course, there's fear there. There's fear that, will it work? Will I be good enough? Will I get clients? It's all of those thoughts that go through my head. And I'm sure the same for many other new business owners and entrepreneurs. But ultimately, I get to realize what is possible. I get to grow. again, both personally and professionally, as I continue to take risks to try new things. So what else have I done that's taken me out of my comfort zone? Public speaking. 10 years ago, I was the one who would be feeling physically ill the night before I had to deliver a presentation. I'd be stressing over every single word that I wanted to say and trying to memorize it all. I'd be nervous as hell. I'd feel like I could hear my voice trembling when I spoke. I'd be stressing about what everyone thought about me, about what I looked like, what I sounded like, what I said. Are they listening? Are they criticizing in their minds what I'm doing and saying? All of those things. And then I worked on overcoming that. Two aspects: overcoming the fear. So being able to manage my state when I deliver talks and presentations. That was the first part. And then looking to refine my public speaking ability through joining an academy. And in fact, then becoming a mentor for them over a number of years so I could help other people to hone their public speaking skills. So there may be something that you feel you're not very good at, but actually, or that makes you feel really uncomfortable. So what could you do to overcome that feeling so that you become comfortable? Well, you become proficient and it enables you to grow. Because that's certainly, the public speaking certainly helped me to grow and to develop. And then there's coaching. For me, again, something I took on over the last eight or nine years. And initially I was like, oh, would I be any good? Can I even do this? It's not the easiest thing. Many people think coaching is just asking a couple of questions. The best thing any good coach can do is to work on themselves. Because how we show up and our state management, our mindset, those are the biggest things that get us the best results with our clients. Being able to show up without judgment, not holding on to our fears and our insecurities and our past stories, but being able to be wholly present for the person in front of us and not creating stories from what they're sharing with us, being fully present and free of judgment. And that requires working on ourselves, which takes courage and is uncomfortable. So I could continue to share a lot of things that I've done to take myself out of my comfort zone. And I can absolutely assure you that they really enabled me to grow both personally and professionally. So for you, what is it you can do for you to enable that growth? To create new opportunities? And it only requires taking that one step forward for that growth to occur. Identifying something new, and it doesn't have to be job related. It could be in terms of a hobby, a sport, or something you want to improve on your health. Trying something new. Even this morning, I went to a body combat class at the gym. I don't actually think I've ever done that class. I'm just trying to think back because years ago, I used to go to the gym for a long, long time, but I don't recall ever doing a body combat class. So that was the first time for me because, in fact, I've never really been a gym class person label. In fact, I prefer to just use the gym equipment. But I decided to try this body combat class. I absolutely loved it. It absolutely killed me. And I'm going back next week. But that was a first for me. So they don't have to be huge things. They can be small things like a gym class. So what is it for you? I'd invite you, we've got 4 to 5 months left of the year. I invite you to identify one or two things that you can do for the first time or to do differently that will enable you to grow both personally and professionally and to create that change in your life. And yes, it will feel uncomfortable, but that is where the growth happens. And you'll be able to look back and think, wow, I never thought I'd be able to do that like I did this morning after the class. I was amazed I got through it and I was still standing. So imagine that feeling, thinking, wow, look what I'm capable of. Look at what's possible. And that's when we get to create new opportunities and possibilities for ourselves. So that's my invitation for you today, is to look at and explore what is it you can do that, yes, will feel a little bit uncomfortable, but will create the greatest opportunity for growth for you. And what is it you're going to do? What one thing are you going to do in the remaining few months of this year to take yourself out of your comfort zone, to try something new and to create that growth for yourself? I hope you've enjoyed listening and you've taken something away from this. As I said, do let me know. And if you'd rather direct message me, feel free to do so on LinkedIn and I will come back to you. And until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.